Chapter 4. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit up into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, then he felt hungry. Also the tempter came and said to him, "If you are a son of God, tell these stones to become loaves of bread." But in reply he said, "It is written, man must live not on bread alone, but on every utterance coming forth through Jehovah's mouth." Then the devil took him along into the holy city, and he stationed him upon the battlement of the temple and said to him, "If you are a son of God, hurl yourself down, for it is written, he will give his angels a charge concerning you, and they will carry you on their hands, that you may at no time strike your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "Again it is written, you must not put Jehovah your God to the test." Again, the devil took him along to an unusually high mountain, and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these things I will give you, if you fall down and do an act of worship to me." Then Jesus said to him, "Go away, Satan, for it is written, it is Jehovah your God you must worship, and it is to him alone you must render sacred service." Then the devil left him, and look, angels came and began to minister to him. Now when he heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew into Galilee. Further, after leaving Nazareth, he came and took up residence in Capernaum, beside the sea in the districts of Zebulun and Naphtali, that there might be fulfilled what was spoken through Isaiah the prophet, saying, "O land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, along the road of the sea, on the other side of the Jordan, Galilee of the nations! The people sitting in darkness saw great light, and as for those sitting in a region of deathly shadow, light rose upon them." From that time on, Jesus commenced preaching and saying, "Repent, you people, for the kingdom of the heavens has drawn near." Walking alongside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, letting down a fishing net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." At once, abandoning the nets, they followed him. Going on also from there, he saw two others who were brothers, James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, in the boat with Zebedee their father, mending their nets. And he called them. At once, leaving the boat and their father, they followed him. Then he went around throughout the whole of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the good news of the kingdom, and curing every sort of disease and every sort of infirmity among the people. And the report about him went out into all Syria, and they brought him all those faring badly, distressed with various diseases and torments, demon-possessed and epileptic, and paralyzed persons, and he cured them. Consequently, great crowds followed him from Galilee, and Decapolis, and Jerusalem, and Judea, and from the other side of the Jordan.